Let's see what he prayed. I pray that they will all be one. We're the body of Christ. We're family. We're one body. We're one. Because we all were brought into the righteousness of God, Jesus, being the head of church, had to have a church, the body. The word tells us that we are the body. We are one. That's what Scripture says, right? That's what the word teaches us. And here Jesus is praying that they will all be one. So did that happen? Oh, yeah, it's real. It's true. Just as you and I are one. So we are one with him, just like he is one with the Father. So that makes us one with the Father. As you are in me, Father, and I am in you, and may they be in us so that the world will believe you sent me. You believe God sent Jesus. So Jesus prayed this about you, about me. Is it real? Oh, yeah, it's real. If anybody, and I mean if anybody ever walked this earth that should be able to get a prayer through, as they say, I know that's a saying, but Jesus be the one, you don't you think? Jesus, I mean, the word tells us, the prophet Isaiah told us that God said, my words don't return void. So any prayer Jesus prayed has to happen. So what I'm getting at is Jesus get results. And we've been made one with Christ. So shouldn't we get results? Oh yeah, it's real. So we should be able to read. We should be able to say. We should be able to turn to the scripture and read Mark 11, 23, 24, and 25. We should be able to do that and get results. Matthew 22, 39, and 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we should be able to do that. Philippians 4, 4 through 9, and 13, and 17 through 20. God has made it to where we should do that. It shouldn't be something we just know. We should be able to do that. Psalm 37, 3 through 5, and Proverbs chapter 3. Galatians 5, 24. Matthew 6, 31 through 34. Matthew 28, 19 through 20. Mark 16, 15. Basically, just take Proverbs and just go with it. We should be doing that. Romans 10, 17. God said, Jesus said, the disciples said, Jesus prayed that we say it. We should be able to do Romans 10, 17, 2 Corinthians 5. Oh, 2 Corinthians 5, 17. We should be able to do that. Old things are gone. We don't do that no more. We don't. The old stuff is gone. We have been made righteous. We have been made righteous. We should now be able to spend time in the word and prayer and praise and worship and walking by faith and in love and walking in the word every day with so much confidence. We should be so confident that we get results from doing this. We should know that every action that we take toward these scriptures brings the result that the scripture tells it brings us. Our confidence should be so high. We should go with confidence and strength and zeal. We should be happy about it. And we should be hungry for it. Did I mention confidence? We should be assured. We should be sure. We should know without a shadow of a doubt that we can walk in this word, we can apply this word, that we can feed on this word, that we can increase in this word, we can grow in this word. We should be happy about it. We should be consistent with it. Did I mention confidence? We should be confident. Did I say that already? God is an awesome God, people. And in his infinite wisdom, his brilliance, and a brilliant plan of salvation, he set us up so good. He set us up so, so good. So now, let's take a little moment to feed. Not feed like you've been doing. Of course, I'm sure everybody's been doing great. But just think back to what we said up until this point. Take all that's been said before. Attach it to your confidence. Make your confidence grow. And let's read a little something. We got to know that this is real. This is true. This is actual fact. This is what really happens. This is what really happened. For real. No lie. Don't let it pass us by. Don't let it sit idly on the shelf. Don't let everybody else benefit from it except us. Use it. Meditate on it, knowing that this is actual everyday walk of life, the normal life for you and for me. Knowing that your awesome God blessed us with this precious these precious promises, these gifts. These gifts that come from a good, good God, awesome, mighty, loving Father. All right, let's go. Let's read this. Come on, I'm pausing. I want everybody to get that confidence. I want everybody to get that assuredness. I want everybody to get that understanding that, yeah, this is real. This ain't no words on a page. This is real life. And this is real life for me right now.